You have to be lean, but not too lean. And you can never say you want to be lean. You have to say you want to be healthy, but also you have to be lean. You have to have muscle, but you can't be too muscly because that's manly. You have to stay under 10 kilos of your last stage weight, but don't watch your weight. You can't look like you've gained 10 kilos, but if someone asks you, you must have gained 10 kilos. So they can be surprised and impressed. You have to eat an impressive amount in your off season, but you can't put on weight, but you must put on muscle. You have to be strong, but you can't have a big upper body. You have to train hard, but you can't be seen to lift more than a man. You have to grow or you'll never improve, but you can't take steroids because you'll look like a man. But you must grow at an exponential rate. You can take steroids if a man says you can, but don't talk about being assisted, but also don't lie about it. You're supposed to want to be a mother, but if you don't, you're not supposed to talk about it. You have to be a career woman, but also maintain a good physique. You have to answer for people's bad behaviour, which is insane, but if you point that out, you're accused of being crazy. You're supposed to be pretty in the gym, but don't wear makeup because you're not supposed to. You have to be naturally pretty, but don't naturally sweat. But you have to sweat or you're not working out hard enough. And always stand out because you're pretty, but never say thank you if someone says that you are. You can never get old or fat, never be weak, never show off, never post physique updates, never say you're hungry. Never say you're sad. Never take drugs. Never drink. Never eat that biscuit, but also never say no to it. Never be confident. Never say no or talk back. I'm so tired of watching myself and every single other woman tie herself into knots so that people will like us. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Pocket Rocket Podcast. So you may have seen that snippet on my Instagram. And the reason I'm recording this is because it had more of a profound impact on more women, probably men too, but mostly women that reached out to me, than I imagined. I think the reason that it had such an impact is it touched upon all of the things and thoughts and feelings that we all have probably every day, definitely once a week. And what I realised is, because we all think it, but none of us say it, that's why it's so impactful. And none of us say it because we're not supposed to say it. Women are supposed to be polite and happy and thankful and grateful. We are not supposed to say, don't talk to me like that, or I disagree with what you're saying. We're not supposed to have opinions. And if we are to have opinions, we're not supposed to talk about them. If someone says something negative to you, you're not supposed to talk back to them. If someone gives you a funny look on the street, you're not supposed to say to them, what? You're supposed to dip your eyes to the floor and keep on walking. If a colleague says to you, what's that you're eating? It looks awful. You're not supposed to say, well, your sandwich looks shit. If your family ask you, why are you dieting again? Or, God, you've put on some weight. You're not supposed to say, because I want to, or that's none of your business, or that's rude. You're supposed to politely try and explain yourself and make them feel comfortable with it. And that's no dig at my family. My family are absolutely wonderful. But I know that it happens. If you're in the gym and you are post-prep and you've gained weight and someone says to you, Cor, you've put on a few pounds, you're not supposed to turn around to them and say, well, of course I'm supposed to have put on weight. I was stage lean. That's not normal. You're supposed to awkwardly smile and laugh it off and pretend like it's okay because you're not supposed to make the other person feel awkward. You're not supposed to talk about drug use, even though it's widespread throughout our industry. And it's okay for men to talk about their drug use, but it's not okay for women to talk about it. If women talk about it, they're told that they are glamorizing it and that other people will copy them. If you like to maintain a slimmer physique all year round, people will tell you, well, you're not eating enough. You shouldn't be that lean. You shouldn't be that small. It's unhealthy. You've got an eating disorder. If you then eat some biscuits, or you have an off-plan meal, or you have 2, 3, 4, 5 off-plan meals, or you don't consider there to be a plan and you just want to eat to satiation, eat to your hunger, people will say to you, are you eating again? Should you be eating that? Are you allowed to eat that? And you're not supposed to say, that's none of your fucking business. You're not supposed to turn around to them and say, should you be eating what you're eating? Because that's rude. And women are supposed to be nice and polite and grateful. My point here is, as someone said to me on Instagram the other day, do whatever the fuck you like. It's your life and you should live it how you want to live it. And I think the point is, most of us do live it how we want to live it. But it doesn't stop the comments and looks and opinions of other people. And sure, you can brush off some of them. So say you brush off, say you get 10 comments a week. Or 10 looks and comments a week. Maybe you brush off one of them. Maybe you can say, oh, whatever, to one of them. There's still 9 more that you've got to deal with.